Rally 2023. And, well, Bobby, I was just talking about the World Baseball Classic and how many guys got a report a little bit earlier than usual to prepare not only for the regular season, but also to get ready for the WBC. Man, I know you're excited about it. I think I'm just as excited for you, for Brady, for the rest of these guys to participate in what I believe this year has a chance to have the kind of lasting effect that 92 Dream Team did. I think the squad that this USA squad has, I think it's going to inspire generations, man. Thanks for stopping by, and what do you think that this team could mean moving forward?
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me, and it's an honor just to be able to, anytime you get to represent USA. I did it when I was 18, and then now doing it this year, and just seeing the lineup, seeing the team, like, it's going to be unbelievable. I'm going to try to take in as much as I can, soak it all up, and just being around those all-stars, being around those guys, like, it's going to be incredible. Like you said, like, it's the dream team, and So I'm really looking forward to doing that, just be around those guys, learn as much as I can, take it all in, and just have a blast.
Brady said he was on the golf course, got a call, and said, yeah, of course, I'll be on the team. How did the how did it go with your recruitment to Team USA again?
Yeah, I remember that it was thrown up, like, kind of out there. Like, maybe there's talked to, like, JJ about it. Like, oh, there might be a chance. Like, just be ready if, like, there's an opportunity. And then I was actually driving home from Kansas City after the season ended, and I get a call saying, what do you think? And I'm like, it's awesome to be, like, kind of the utility guy or whatever, if needed guy, or just being able just to be around those guys, Mike Trout, Nolan Arenado, Trey Turner, just all that's going to be unbelievable. So I'm really looking forward to that. And then seeing Brady. Brady's going to be on the team. It's going to be a privilege just being able to play with those guys. I'm just really, really honored.
Yeah, and you know, I think most Royals fans have learned about your humility just as a ball player with your exceptional skills. You're not always talking about it. And the reason why I'm so excited for you to play on this Team USA is just to observe, you know, because the guys that you mentioned, Arenado, Turner, Trout, you're going to – I just have to imagine you're going to be picking up countless things that – I mean, your career is already very bright, and these guys are going to unleash, I have to imagine, something that you're not even privy of.
Oh, yeah, then the list goes on and on with Mookie Betts's and all the guys. It's just you, every name, it's like all-star, all-star, all-star. And then you have me. I'm just trying to take it all in, learn, because I know that through the mistakes last year, I can feel like I can pick up from those guys what they do, like, with their routine, what gets them ready for a game, how do you get through a 162-game season, like, what's the postseason like for some of the guys, like, what do you do? And so I'm just really looking forward to that, and been working hard this offseason just to kind of get ready, doing a lot of things just to get my body right physically, mentally, and just be prepared for anything.
How different was this offseason now that you've been through 162 and you have an idea, at least one go through, you have an idea of the grind?
Yeah, it's just trying to get more physical, and just to kind of, sometimes it just comes naturally just with growing, maturing. I'm still 22 years old, so I feel like that will just kind of come as age goes, and just trying to get my body as ready as possible with my trainers I work with the guys that are just helping me out defensively, offensively throughout the offseason, and just talking with the new staff pretty much once a week, just like getting updates about what do you think I need to do, what do I need to do to get better. And just really just now I have a plan. I know who I am, and now I know what I need to do, just seeing of what failure I went through last year that I need to get better. And so it's really great. Like, I've talked about it a bunch, just all the stuff that, not to be like negative with it, but all the things I went through last year with not just like losing games, but just making more mental errors and physical errors, is just, those are the things now this offseason I know like what I did, and now I know what not to do, and so I can help build my game. And I think each and every day I get better. Each and every year I'm going to get better, and I'm just really looking forward to keep going.
Royal shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. joining us here on 610 Sports Radio. The thing that, and you know, who cares what I think, but the thing that impressed me most about your 2022 was when you would go through maybe an early season offensive skid or a mid-season defensive skid, you were the same guy. I know that carries a lot of weight inside the clubhouse, that's respected by other ball players, but it wasn't always smooth for you. it was a terrific season, one of the best rookie seasons in all of Major League Baseball. And yet you were able to persevere. Did you check a box as far as your big league mentality, or did you already know you were going to be fine on that front?
Yeah, I think just with coming up with my dad, knowing that he's done what he's done, and just knowing, like, and just having like a mental coach for myself, just knowing what I need to do just to go through the day, whatever happens in the game, maybe take an hour after the game, settle down, and then next day you got to flip the switch and start a new thing. I think early in the year I put a lot of pressure on myself just because of I'm supposed to be this guy and do this and that, and I need to help change the team because they haven't been winning or whatever. So I put a lot of pressure on myself, and I tell the story a little bit, but going to Texas the first series, get to see my family, get to see everyone, go home, stay at home, and I struggled a lot in Texas, like just playing. Like, oh, I think I put even more pressure on myself. But then we're on the bus going to the airport back after our third game there, and we drive past the old stadium, and that was like a moment that kind of clicked. I was like, wow, this is just a game. This is the game I grew up playing, going to watch, like, and now I'm doing it on the biggest stage, and I'm putting all this pressure on myself. I'm doing this and that, I'm trying to save whatever. And at that point I like took two steps back. I'm like, all right, just be the best Bobby Witt Jr. you can possibly be. Be the kid that you were at the old ballpark in Arlington, out in center field playing wiffle ball. Just go out there and have fun. And I think at that moment it kind of clicked. I think we went to Colorado after that, hit a couple homers, and then from there offensively just kind of it broke through. And I think that was one of the like changing points in my season last year, and just knowing like what I need to do is just be myself. And a bunch of other guys like playing against like Mookie Betts, other guys getting to second base, is like, hey man, it's Carlos Correa. They're just like, hey, just biggest thing for you, just know you're in the league, know you're going to stay, and just be yourself, and just know your preparation, your work is good enough, and just go out there and have fun, enjoy it, because who knows how long you're going to play this game. It could be one season. You never know what's going to happen. You got to take it all in, enjoy it, and just have fun.
I love that story. I'm here talking with Bobby Witt Jr., so I shouldn't make it about myself. I have one of the best players in the planet, but man, that surreal feeling, I get that just about every day before you guys come out here. I'm sitting in the dugout. I have no business being in a big league dugout, but it kind of reminds me, man, be grateful for where you're at. Did you have any more of those surreal moments where, man, you remember being that 10-year-old and now, you know, I'm fielding a ground ball off of the bat of fill in the blank great player. Did you have any other moments at a different stadium that took you back?
Yeah, I'd say another one would be at Fenway Park, seventh inning stretch, they're singing Sweet Carolina. I grew up a Red Sox fan, and I'm like standing at shortstop and they're singing, and I'm like, holy cow, this is it. Like, and that just, it gives me chills kind of just talking about it. And just at that moment, it's like, yeah, you're here. This is your job. You get to go out here and do this. And then like, I think of it as there's millions of kids that would want to be doing what I'm doing. So I got to kind of do it for them as well, and do it for the fans, do it for those people. And then that time, that's whenever kind of stress-free games started to fall into play, and I just kind of went out there, was trying to be the best Bobby Witt Jr. I can be, and just help the team win each and every night. And I think that was a big moment for me too as well.
I know your family keeps you grounded, so when you're away from them in the off season, was it any different being Bobby Witt Jr. this off season, a guy that's played 162 in the show, compared to previous off seasons where it was, hey, that guy's going to do this. He could do. You've done it now. Was the attention any different this offseason?
No, I just kind of try to be the same guy, like kind of I've been saying, just want to working out the same spot, hitting at the same spot, doing my same routine, still going up to the high school, taking my ground balls there, doing my field work there. And so just like kind of now just taking bits and pieces of what I learned through the season, what I learned through other coaches and everything, and just put that into my routine and just kind of try to sharpen my axe or whatever, just try to get better in all aspects of my game, and just know that there's always room for improvement, because you got guys like Mike Trout, Aaron Judge are always trying to improve. So I need Bobby Witt Jr. also needs to keep improving and working. So the game will never be too easy. So you always got to try to make it as slow as possible and go out there. And just, I think that all comes from the off season, the work and the routine you have.
Yeah. There's the fan in me that's hoping when you get that around that Team USA, you're going to see, and I can do everything that these guys can do. These guys have been growing up watching. This offseason, I see you at Stars games. I'm seeing you at Chiefs games. What else were you able to enjoy when you were able to get out of the cage, get away from the game for a second?
Yeah, a lot of family time. I have two nieces and a nephew, so it's cool to be around them. Nice. I have three older sisters, so it's just – and we're all around the Texas area. We're all within 20, 25 minutes from each other, so spending a lot of time. Thanksgiving, we went out to Aruba and did that with the whole family, first time, like a big family trip, so that was awesome. And crazy story was – so I was sitting at, like, the sushi bar just eating sushi, and I'm just kind of, like, hanging out. All the family's there, and then – like, I knew Salvi had two houses in Aruba, or has a house in Aruba or something. And I get this smell of Salvi. I'm like, this is weird. And all of a sudden, I get chokehold from behind, and Salvi comes up, and he's there. So it was a crazy moment when we were out there. We were taking pictures, talking, hanging out. He got to talk to all my family. So it was really cool just to see him in the off season, and just anytime you see him, wherever you are, you got a smile on your face. So that was pretty cool and pretty, like, small world moment right there. Yeah. But, yeah, just enjoyed a lot of time with the family. Got to come out to some Chiefs games and got to bang the drum, which was awesome. I didn't know, like, what I was in for that day. I think that's probably the most – I was telling the guys two times, like, been most nervous was probably talking in front of the people down there and then banging the drum. Like, I was like, holy cow, everyone's just kind of – like, in the baseball game, I'm like, I'm so comfortable going out there. I feel like there can be 100,000 people watching. Yeah. I'm fine. But then doing something else that you're not used to, you're like, whoa, this is crazy. Yeah. And then –
do you get into the when you're up there, are you in your athlete zone once you start banging on that drum, or are
you? It was all like the before stuff, like leading up to it after the national anthem, or like they do the highlight video on the big screen there, and I'm like, wow, this is cool. And then just hearing from a lot of fans, it was really cool to hear from at the Chiefs games that they said 14-15, it was louder here, and I was like, louder at Kauffman there?
Yes.
Like, and that's even more motivation. True. Just to try to get back to winning, because these fans are – this is why we do it, and the culture out here, it's really fun to see. And even the guys, all the fans that come out today at the Royals rally, it's really cool.
Dude, I was there for 14 and 15. I love the Chiefs. I was at the Jags game. I was at the Bengals game. Love the Chiefs. There's just nothing. There's nothing that compares to Royals baseball in this city. But speaking of the Chiefs real quick, what impresses you about Mahomes? Because after that Bengals game, him and Chris Jones, I'm like, these guys are dogs. Someone says, Vern, you're stealing Bobby Witt Jr.'s tweets now. Because he last week said 15's a dog. What impresses you about the way that guy goes about his business?
Just how he works. I think that's something a lot of guys don't see, and I'm able to kind of see it from behind, just with kind of having the same trainer and stuff that we've worked with, and just knowing what the work he puts in to get his body right after an injury or whatever it is. And just because I got to go down the field those games and just see him, like, prepare, and just his mindset, like, even just going around talking to, like, fans, and, like, his wife one of the times, just like, let's go, it's like showtime, like it's all real. He's like a gamer. He just – and it's just – that's also more motivation just to see him do that and, like, carry a team like that. It's just a lot of fun to watch, and just the things he does and on and off the field, it's really impressive just to see. And then all that stuff, that energy he brings, it's – none of it's fake. It's all real, and that's just who he is. And he's just a worker, and I feel like we got a lot of guys down with the Royals that are in kind of the same mentality and mindset, and I think that we can kind of get things going too.
I was just telling the people that's the thing in my – I've been lucky enough to be around big leaguers. That's the thing that always stands out the most to me is you guys just work harder. I mean, your hard work is what got you here. We could all talk about ability and arm strength. You guys are just working harder than everyone else, and the same thing can be said about that team across the parking lot, which right now is one win away from becoming a champion. Now, this is a softball type question, but I'm interested in your answer. Just how important is winning now that you got your feet in the show? You're not going anywhere. How would you describe your demand for wins?
I think just winning baseball, winning culture just makes everything else easier, whether it's just playing, your work before the game. It's just when you're winning, you're having more fun, and then that just takes all that stress away. And so it just – that's just the biggest thing. You see those teams that are in the World Series in the postseason, look at them in the dugout, look how much fun they're having. None of them are like – yeah, maybe when they're losing or whatever, they might be a little nervous or something, but just winning baseball just changes the whole culture of everything. And so I think that we got a lot of guys that are kind of used to winning, a bunch of guys that won championships in the minor leagues, and now they're here and they see kind of the culture. Like, last year lost a lot of games, and like, it kind of – like, everyone wanted to get to the big leagues, they made it to the big leagues, and now you're in the big leagues, like, now you got to win. And so that's definitely the goal, now, and I think a lot of guys put in the work this offseason and are ready and hopefully get things going.
Do you feel, I don't want to say the pressure, but a responsibility to make sure that that dugout looks, you know, okay, I don't want you guys partying when you lost 2-3 in a row, but do you feel a responsibility to make sure that that feels like a winning dugout?
No doubt, and I think that's what's huge with how close a lot of the guys are in the dugout. Yeah. They'll take responsibility, and if they don't take responsibility, other guys will tell them, like, hey, you need to focus up, you need to do whatever. They'll get into them or whatever it is, and so that's kind of what's cool about having like a close dugout or close clubhouse and everything, that you guys, we all take account for what we do if we do something wrong, but then also other guys will come up to you and say, hey, like maybe ask you, hey, what's going on? You good? Like whatever it is. And so it's really good to have that type of thing. I think that will really, really help.
Bobby Witt Jr., a few more minutes here on 610 Sports Radio. John Sherman, J.J. Piccolo at the end of last season both acknowledged that those two have had conversations about a long-term extension for you here in Kansas City. Where do you stand on that? And have there been conversations this offseason?
I feel like there's been kind of mix here and there, so I'm just really just here for the ride, I guess. I just got to go. I'm not really focused on that. If something happens, it happens, and so I just want to be able to go out there and enjoy the game, play hard, and just have fun, and then everything else I feel like will fall into play. It's kind of – I'm just kind of blessed in the opportunity that I'm in, and then if something happens. I love the city of Kansas City, the fans and everything, so kind of we'll just see how things go.
Do you get involved? I mean, you mentioned you're 22, you're in your second, and you got an old man that's been through it, done it all, representing you. Do you get involved in that? Or are you aware? Are you asking for updates, or is it just, you know, I trust you?
Yeah.
Let me know.
I think it's a trust. A huge thing is trust. You got to trust your teammates, trust everyone, trust all the people around you, and keep your circle close with the people that you trust. And so with having my dad there, we talk after every game, talk every day about baseball and everything. And so just knowing, like, if he needs to tell me something, he'll tell me. So it really just kind of depends on if it's important or not for me.
Zach mentioned it yesterday. When you guys would get hot, when you guys would have your runs last season, he said it was the most fun he's had as a big leaguer, which if I was you, I'd take as a pretty big compliment. The guy's been around for 2 decades. Did you see that as well? Can you, and I think you alluded to it with the winning that many of you have done in the minor leagues, but was it evident to you just how tight-knit that clubhouse, that dugout was? I mean, if it's jumping out to a Zach Greinke, what did it look like to you?
Yeah, it's just – you got to enjoy those little moments, because I feel like last year didn't win a lot of games, so you got to take them all in, take all each and every one, and just know that we're not showing up to the yard trying to lose a game. Like, right. People will say, oh, 2023, they're ready for 2024. No, we're not trying to lose games. We're going out there going to bust our tail each and every day. So it's just knowing that the success will come, and when it does, you have to enjoy those moments, and once you do that, you have a good night's sleep. I feel like after a game, after a win, you always got that, like, that confidence feel. You come into the ballpark next day, and it's just kind of like a spiral effect. It just keeps just like we've been kind of talking about, just a winning culture changes so much.
Yeah. Michael Massey says, if you embrace the underdog role, you become the underdog. He, you know, for a guy also heading into his second year, I kind of appreciated the, hey, I don't want to hear about, oh, we're young, we're this, we're that. We're showing up opening day to win.
No doubt. Yep.
Gotta love that. Bobby Witt Jr. joining us here from Royals Rally 2023. I know the people want your autograph. You've been generous with your time, and I'll see you next week in Arizona, man.
Yes, sir. Sounds good.
All right, Bobby. Appreciate it, buddy. There you go. Bobby Witt Jr. joining us on 610 Sports Radio.